But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that game and his Thanksgiving weekend is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. Did you boys have a nice turkey day?
We did.
Yes, very nice.
Oh, I sure did. You know, we had the highest TV ratings of all time. Of all time. I think we beat Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. I think that was the previous record holder.
It was the highest NFL, yeah.
But, we regular season did it, and that just goes to show you how profitable the Cowboys organization is. America cannot get enough of the Dallas Cowboys. I love it.
Yeah, especially when you have a winning record, too.
God, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my second most favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Behind?
Exotic dancers with dirty issues. But that's a different deal.
I was going to guess either that or gate issues. Agents.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, after that game, I was wanting to celebrate, as you can imagine, but was very disappointed to find out that strippers and prostitutes don't offer Black Friday sales. I was really looking forward to that.
All right.
Maybe Cyber Monday give me something here.
Yeah, there you go. You got one more chance.
But we had a little bit of a family controversy in the old suite, the Jones suite. We had Jerry Jr. He was throwing a tantrum. I tell you what, I'm so tired of stepping on his Legos in that suite.
I think that's weird that he still plays with them.
Oh, yeah, and he ate two pieces of wax fruit that we had in the suite there just as decoration. He can't comprehend, you know, that they were fake. And so we had to take him to the emergency pediatrician to have his stomach pumped.
Oh, no.
Pediatrician?
And so I can't wait to send him off to military school. I think that's going to solve a lot of problems right now.
Maybe he could have done that 40 years ago.
And Steven ate an entire Cajun turkey in the locker room before kickoff.
The entire thing?
The entire thing. It was unbelievable. It was there for the players, you know, but Steven went in there, and it was, I mean, he just, it was like watching one of them Animal Planet shows about apex predators. I mean, when he finished it, it looked like a CSI crime scene.
Yeah, so the whole family gathered there at halftime right before the Jonas Brothers.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, sweet.
I think Charlotte's got a crush on them Jonas Brothers is what I think.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I'd never really heard of them before. You know, I told you about that controversy in our family where Stephen and Jerry Jr., they thought it was the Jones Brothers that were going to play.
Right.
So I think they were a bit bitter watching the Jonas Brothers out there.
Yeah, probably.
But let's just hope next week as we battle again, we'll have another Thanksgiving-type performance out of this team. Let's hope it's another Thanksgiving for us.
Well, maybe, and we'll talk plenty about that game. We would be remiss if we didn't ask you about the big controversy that happened the last few days. The photo that was printed in that story in the Washington Post, you at age 14 on the steps of your high school, looked like you were trying to get in the way with the other kids of the Black students who were trying to go to school there. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I mean, it's very unfortunate, and it was a... You know, it was a big story at the time, and I showed up because I was curious because it was happening in my school. And but unfortunately and regretfully, I didn't have the maturity or the mindset to realize that even showing up and being another white face that those students had to face on the way to the door was not going to be interpreted as curiosity, but hostility. So I wish to hell that I hadn't been there, and I'm ashamed that I was. And also, I wish that I had been more proactive in the past 50 years to advance Black coaches and front office personnel and things like that. I think I may have a blind spot, but those blind spots develop when you feel that you're not racist, so you don't really examine your actions quite as hard as you should. See if you can detect a pattern that is not helping to make our history improve as well as we can make it improve as we go along. So I have not done as well as I could have and as well as I want to. And this picture that you mentioned resurfacing has given me an opportunity to re-examine that and alter my actions going forward, hopefully.
Okay. Well, that's a
solid answer.
Very
there,
interesting.
Jerry.
Very thoughtful.
Oh, my, what the hell just happened? I just blacked out there for a second. Well, what the hell was I saying?
Well,
Oh, my God. Business as usual. Let's kill the Colts on Sunday. Good morning to you.
All right. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.